somewhere inside the blower he had left his wrench, perhaps caught among the fan blades themselves. What would happen if they should start her up with that big tool inside? Why, it would tear the insides out of her. Weeks, perhaps months of work would have to be done over again. His wrench, he, Tim Crogan, the only apprentice in Shop 18 to have an efficiency medal, just like the older workers. The boy had been walking along in a daze, but now he began to think clearly again. Either they must not start the blower, or he must get the wrench out of the machine before 7 o'clock. Of course, he could explain to the foreman how he had been shut up inside by mistake, how he had finally escaped and forgotten his wrench. But it had all been caused by his own carelessness. The test would be delayed while they opened up the machine and got out the wrench. The foreign agent would be angry. The office would phone down to know what was the matter. That would be the end of his chance to become a machinist. No, he couldn't tell them. He would have to go back and find that wrench. Tim was running now. He passed a clock in front of a restaurant. 6 exactly. 1 hour to go back again into the machine to find the thing that he hadn't been able to find the night before. Into the yard he ran. The gateman yelled at him, but he paid no heed. Around to the back of Shop 18 he went, praying that nobody would see him. There was no one inside. He grabbed a box and boosted himself up to the mouth of the exhaust pipe, where it came through the wall of the building. In another minute, his feet disappeared down the long tunnel leading to the inside of the machine. It seemed to Tim that the pipe had shrunk to half its size. He was scarcely able to get through the outlet valve at all. Finally inside, he grabbed his flashlight and began a thorough search. He was cool now, working against time for the safety of his blower.